Amen. He alone is worthy this morning. Amen. Not about us, not about the church, not about the beauty of this building nor the sanctuary this morning. It's the beauty of our Savior. Amen. And He is the darling of heaven. He's the one that came and died for people like myself. That's amazing to me. Amen. Y'all don't know my story, the whole story. I've told my testimony here before, but you don't know everything in my closet, so to speak. And thank God that closet's clean. Amen. Thank God it's been cleaned out. And you can believe on that today. You can trust and know that today as well by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, the choir, we want to present to you this morning. It's a relatively short musical. It's entitled The Light of Bethlehem. And He is just that. I don't know if you've gone back and you looked at the lights within the early tabernacles, the lights within the temple, the candles, He's always been here. Amen. He is the light. And of course, that light was in the candle would burn in the temple that it never went out. His presence is the light of the world that never goes out. And His presence in me is that very same light. And it never goes out. So why would the world be as dark as it is if we were doing our part to share that same light? Amen. I want you to reflect on that this morning. You'll recognize a lot of these songs that you sing with us this morning. It's not about us trying to appease or impress you, right? We're in this together. So we invite you to join with us as we praise our Lord this morning. Amen. But listen as we sing The Light of Bethlehem.
Christmas truly is the most wonderful time of the year. Each December, the sights and sounds of timeless traditions once again point the way to a humble manger in Bethlehem. Yet even as we trim the tree with lights and sing the familiar carols, there is something deeper that calls us. It is the wonder of the story that never grows old. To think that God loved us enough to send his only son to live and breathe among us. How can we help but sing? Prophets foretold of a king who would come, yet generations would pass before the promise was fulfilled. Some lowly shepherd men, out watching their flocks in the night, were overcome by the glory of the Lord as the heavens erupted with the news that Christ the Savior was born. Centuries of silence finally broken with the glorious refrain of a host of angels, singing hallelujahs to the newborn king.
Yeah.
And so it was, the timeline of history interrupted by the sound of a baby's cry. Scripture tells us the shepherds came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And what a scene it must have been. To see with their own eyes the hope of mankind, a child so human yet so holy, wrapped in simple rags yet clothed in the righteousness of heaven, God reaching down that we might draw near.
Did not find a palace, just a
the song of Christmas. This is the story of our salvation. Jesus, the hope of the world, has come. And even now, he waits for you and me to come and join in the singing.
Oh, yeah.
And it is truly, Joe Barry and Jim, if you guys would come on, it is indeed unspeakable joy, the salvation that has been extended to you and I. I don't know if you realize or not, but you cannot save yourself. For those listening in at home, for those here in the house of the Lord today, there is no possible way that you and I can save ourselves. Try all you might, try all you will, we cannot do it. And I know a lot of folks think that it's my good works. I must have good works and they can outweigh all the bad things that I've done. But yet, your bad things still go unpaid for. You can try to do that even in the court systems of our world today. We can attempt to do that in the court system of the world today. Try as you may, try as you will, but there still has to be a reckoning for the legal trouble that we get ourselves into. And the debt has to be paid. You can do all the good deeds, you can do all the good things that we could do in hopes that the judge would grant leniency. And in this world in which we live, there are times that that judge has the right to do so. But when it comes to eternity, when it comes to the things that are holy, when it comes to the things that are just, the things that are righteous as it comes and is with God, he cannot allow our sinful nature to enter into his presence. And therefore, our sin problem, our sin debt is always there. But there is a blessing to know that Jesus Christ came and paid your sin debt. Your sin debt. Your sin debt. Your sin debt. Your sin, my sin debt. And he's waiting on you to believe on Jesus Christ. He's waiting for you to trust in him. He's waiting for you to let go of yourself and say that I can do this on my own. And Jesus is here waiting, saying, I did this for you. And I'm asking you to turn away from your sin and believe on me. Repent and believe. Would you do that today? There's only one name that's been given to us throughout all of history. And that name has been a lightning rod throughout all of history. And that's the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, there have been other great names throughout history. There have been other great names that people would love to deify and glorify and so on and so on. But there's only one person that's ever come into this world that would die so that you could be where they are. And that's Jesus Christ. Our pastor has given us a great many a message throughout this month. Would you agree? And for those that have not heard them, we encourage you that you can go back on YouTube and Facebook and you can listen to those things. He took the first step to come to you. Now he's waiting on you to take the step and come to him. Would you do that this morning? Believe on that name, Jesus. That name, Jesus. And forevermore will you cherish that name.
Angel from long ago bent down to earth below, and to Mary whispered low, call his name Jesus. Fear not the words I say, for God has promised you today that you shall bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. Cherish that name. That name is Jesus.
just something about that name.
Cherish that wonderful name. Cherish that matchless name. That name is Jesus.
No other name can save or heal. No other name can cleanse and fill that emptiness within your heart. No other name but Jesus. When all have come and gone, His name will still live on. So magnify it loud and strong. The precious name of Jesus.
Cherish that beautiful name. Cherish that wonderful name.
Said, "Fear not. Behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Great joy born in Bethlehem. Great joy of pardon to all who will believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and every sin will be gone. That's what it's all about. That's why all of the music. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Brother Joe Berry. Free pardon. You think about the joy of that. Not by works of righteousness we've done, but according to His mercy saved us. And a free pardon of sin. But then there's also a joy of an abiding presence. Thou shalt call His name Emmanuel. God with us. When you trust Him as your Savior, you have that great joy of having Him with you. Some time ago, I was fishing with our good friend down in at a place down east of here. Brother Jimmy and I, and I went up to get the truck, and Jimmy, a guy came in with his boat. Jimmy Fowler started talking to him about the Lord. He was a Christian. We fellowshiped for a few minutes, and I told the guy, I said, I may be back sometime, and I'll come down here by myself like you do. He said, well, I never fish by myself. And I looked around, nobody. He said, my wife fusses at me, but I told her I don't ever go anywhere by myself since I got saved. Abiding presence. He's always with me. And you can have somebody with you. But then there's a great joy of a peace of God that passes all understanding. During this time of the year, we rejoice, but so many of our church family and others, it's a hard time for them because loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord. How can you have such broken heart and shed so many tears and yet still way down deep inside have a peace of God that passeth all understanding? It's because joy was born in Bethlehem. The Lord Jesus Christ gives us a promise beyond this life. And thank God there's a joy of endless provision. He that spared not His own Son, but He gave Him up for us all, how shall He not also freely by Him give us all things? And so God, all the good things that God gives us, it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. But then there's a joy of a prepared place for prepared people. This is wonderful. I love the lights. I love my family. Love being here today. Love my church. But there's coming a day we won't ever have to say goodbye. We won't ever have any sickness. And we'll be in His presence for all eternity. And that's part of what was born in Bethlehem that day. Joy born in Bethlehem. Would you bow your heads for just a word of prayer? Thank you, choir. And for our friends in the media audience, the radio and the internet and in the building. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a gift, and a gift has to be received. Would you receive Him now? Right now, I want to give you an opportunity to encourage you right now. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord. And right now in the building, in the internet audience, media audience, wherever you are, would you call on Him? He knows your name already, knows all about you. He bore your sin on the cross, and He loves you, and He wants to save you. But He'll do that if you'll believe and receive Him. Receive Him now by faith. Believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus that God hath raised Him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. Will you call on Him right now? Pray something like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. But Lord, I believe at Christmas, the birth of Christ, Christ the Savior was born to live and die a sacrificial death, to bear all my sin on the cross. I believe You died to pay my sin debt. I believe You were buried. But Lord, I believe You're alive right now. Please come in my heart. Forgive me of all my sin. I accept Jesus Christ now as my Savior and Lord. Help me to love You and serve You and live for You every day. My dear friend, while we're praying, if you've received Him today, we want to know about, we'd love for you to let us know, contact us through any of the media outreaches or any call here at the church. If you're here in the building, please let us know before you leave. Heavenly Father, I pray now the Holy Ghost of God would bless our dear friends. Thank You for this wonderful program this morning, Brad and the choir, the special music. Our Father, God, You've spoken to our heart. Our Father, there's joy ringing in our heart. There's a song in our heart because You brought us up out of a horrible pit and You set our feet on a solid rock and You established our going. You put a new song in our heart, even praise to our God. And Lord, we're thankful for that. And God, I pray, God, that every person would know the real joy of Christmas, and we'll thank You and praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.